All content discussed on SleepWorks podcast are the individual opinions of Marley Boyle, Leah Corkum, and Alexia Tedesco and should not be construed as personalized medical advice. By listening to this podcast, you agree not to use this podcast as medical advice to treat any medical condition in either yourself or others. Consult your physician for any medical issues that you may be having. This entire disclaimer also applies to any guests on the pod or contributors to the podcast.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I guess welcome us back. You guys never left. We did. We're sorry. And you might be asking yourself, who the heck is this person speaking to you from the SleepWorks podcast? Well, I'm Alexia, and I am here with my best friends, Marley and Leah. They haven't left you either.
Hi, everyone. We're still here.
Still here. Still talking about sleep.
So we wanted to let all of the listeners know that we have been gone for a little while. It wasn't because we didn't love you all and love the podcast. It was really because the business kind of took on a life of its own. So for those of you that have been listening for a while, SleepWorks is a company that we all started that we actually do patient care. Our business is not a podcast, which you might have thought it was. For the educational purposes, but that's okay. So SleepWorks, Marley and Leah have been working with clients one-on-one, took a little break because obviously the patients came first. But what we wanted to do was revamp this podcast and kind of bring you some information about what we were seeing and what trends we were seeing in the sleep world. I know you all have been anxiously, you know, waiting for our return and wondering to yourself, what is new in the sleep world? Where have our fearless sleep experts gone to? So let's take a quick minute. We'll probably erase half of this rambling that I've been going on, but let's reintroduce ourselves. Let's reintroduce the SleepWorks podcast, reintroduce our hosts. I'll start with Marley. Marley Boyle.
Hi. Welcome back, or I guess welcome back to us, like Lixie said. I am so excited to have another platform to talk about sleep on. It is my favorite thing to talk about. I'm Marley Boyle. I am a registered respiratory therapist and sleep enthusiast and certified in clinical sleep health. If you are new here, I have worked in sleep for over a decade now, and it was through working in this industry that I just absolutely fell in love with the magic of sleep in our healthcare system, which is widely ignored.
That's great. Thanks, Marley. Let's move on to Leah Corkum.
I'm Leah. I think everybody maybe remembers a little bit if you're new. I am what I would describe as a recovering sleep deprivation addict. Struggled with sleep most of my life. You know, Lexi and Marley and I have been conspiring for the better part of 20 years of how we can somehow get into business with each other so we get to work together every day. So this is what we came up with. Marley's passion for sleep kind of led us down this path. To helping people. Seeing the results that we get from helping people with their sleep has been like super rewarding. And we just really want to share some of the information, some of the things that we've learned. Maybe you'll learn something that can help you with your sleep. That's the goal of this podcast, I think, this time. I also work with children and infants. So I help parents navigate the difficulty getting their children to sleep on a regular schedule and getting their children to get enough sleep. Both Marley and I work with adults as well. So we really have kind of a broad variety of clients that we see on a day-to-day basis. So there's a lot of information that we've gained and a lot of knowledge that we've gained over these last few years. And we hope to be able to share some of that with you. Alexia, would you like to talk about yourself?
I would like to talk about myself. Thank you. So you refer to me as my professional name, Alexia, which I appreciate. Thank you, Leah. But you're welcome. My friend name is Lexi. And I came onto the scene with my giant tonsils in 2005 when I met these two dream queens. I don't even know how to know what I want to call you guys, but you're my sleep therapist. So we've known each other. I've been here the whole time. You guys have just kept me in a closet under the stairs.
Finally let her out.
Yeah, with a whip telling me to like make that website. You idiot. For the record, I'm not a web designer.
She did design our website.
Don't at me. But I am working, like Leah said, with my two best friends, and I couldn't be happier. I am behind the scenes. You will probably not, will not have seen me prior to, but I do work on the business side, so I am doing everything from making sure that the appointments get set up, helping IT services, definitely, although Marley has really come a long way, and she's basically our in-house Elon, so I mean, there's that.
Lexi's being modest. We wouldn't even have a business if it wasn't for Lexi. Lee and I'd still be like hawking sleep talks for free food.
Yeah. Yes. I was you know, assisted in the monetization of the business before it was a nonprofit. Now it's now, you know.
Before it was a negative profit.
Yeah. We were losing money to educate people on sleep.
Which, hey, honest effort. I definitely understood where you were coming from. So yeah, we transitioned from the business. We worked on the business, but I was always behind the scenes. My new role in coming on this podcast is that I will be your friend, the average person, because let's face it, Marley and Leah are extremely intelligent, very educated on sleep. And honestly, a lot of what they say sometimes just goes over my head. And I'm here to keep them honest on their nerding tendencies and just try and be, you know, the average listener ears to say, hey, can you explain that? Can you slow that down a little bit? Let's take it down a notch. But overall, I'm going to be asking all the dumb questions or silly questions. So if you have questions and really have a burning desire to know Marley or Leah's opinion on a topic, you can message me and I'll ask it for you. I might ask it for you already, because I ask a lot of questions of these ladies on a regular basis.
She's a real voice of the people.
Everyone together.
If the people were educated on TikTok and Instagram and follow trends, you know, that's me. So
which is most people.
It is most people.
Where everyone's getting their medical advice.
Yeah. Where are we getting our medical advice these days? The 14-year-olds of TikTok.
Exactly. So we're joining that. We're joining it. We're saying, listen, if you're going to get your info on the internet or a podcast, we would like to join the chat. We would like you to come here and listen to the sleep experts.
And laugh and learn with us.
Laugh and learn. That's our
motto?
Motto? Yeah. Maybe it's going to be a motto.
Ammo. I don't know.
So what, you might be asking, has SleepWorks actually been doing? What have we been up to for these last couple weeks or years? Or it might seem like no time has passed at all if you just stumbled upon, but through the magic of the internet, I guess, we've traveled through space and time, and now we are a couple years later. So why don't we tell people what SleepWorks does as a business? What does, Marley, we'll start with you. What does your day-to-day look like?
So I am on the clinical side, and I do sleep therapy, sleep counseling, and sleep coaching, as well as sleep education. So I would say, like, my day-to-day is seeing clients virtually through our business that struggle with certain aspects of their sleep, whether that's a sleep disorder or just a sleep concern. And I work with them depending on what they need. So everything that we do is completely individually tailored. There's no blanket treatments at SleepWorks. And I tailor plans, whether it's, you know, coaching, counseling, or therapy, to address our clients' sleep concerns. And so because, just to loop back to the podcast, because sleep consulting or sleep therapy is something that's a fairly new concept to most people, we thought this would be a great way to show what a sleep consult can be like and what you could expect from seeing a sleep therapist.
Yeah, not everybody needs the therapy side. When we do see clients, sometimes they need more support and a more structured therapeutic kind of program, maybe like cognitive behavioral therapy for insomnia. And some people just need somebody to help keep them on track. So, you know, that's more of the coaching side. So, you know, just like you would get a coach for, you know, to help you start a new habit in exercising, or, you know, change your eating habits, or thing, you know, somebody to be accountable to. Sometimes that's all people need, and there's value in that as well. So we really try to cover all the bases when it comes to sleep.
And I work a lot with the neurodivergent population. So a lot of people with ADHD, because they do specifically struggle with their sleep. So I've adapted lots of evidence-based strategies to be more pragmatic for people with executive dysfunction. And that's where a lot of the coaching comes into play as well, is helping people navigate how to actually implement these strategies and therapies that we introduce to them.
Yeah.
Perfect. So it's great to know that we're not just making stuff up.
Yeah. We actually. It's based in science. These aren't just Marley and Leah's sleep tips that we just pulled out of our butts. These are scientifically based strategies.
Ideas all the time. You know, none of it is based in science at all, I'm sure.
So beyond the one-on-one coaching versus therapy, which I actually really like that you guys specify that, because I feel that that is something that people often, well, what's the difference? So Leah, thank you for highlighting the difference, and someone that needs coaching versus therapy versus counseling. Another thing that we do as a business is do corporate presentations. We do large groups and talks to spread the word, spread the good word about sleep. So we work with clients, corporate clients, and we do health retreats, conferences, seminars as keynote speakers, where we bring the show on the road. We take this, all this hilarity that you're enjoying right now, and we bring it to the big stage. So that is definitely also something that Marley and Leah have been doing since the departure from the other podcast, but something that's definitely taken focus and where we're able to reach more people. So you might have caught us at a conference, especially if you're a lawyer in Canada.
Really, really popular among the law professionals of Canada. So yeah. You may have heard us there.
Yeah, we love working with organizations. We think that sleep is such a missing component of the corporate culture. And we know that, you know, as three people that have worked outside of healthcare and outside of SleepWorks before, we know that sleep is such an undervalued aspect of our life, and especially when it comes to work, and that it's often viewed as a competing priority with our work, when really it complements everything that we do. So we love working with organizations that want to prioritize the health and wellness of their people by, you know, doing sleep education with them and having a well-rested workforce.
And we may, and by may I mean definitely, have some other areas which we're expanding our business, which we won't get into now. We're going to leave that little nugget to bring you into our next step. You'll have to wait and listen.
There's
some exciting things on the horizon. Very, very exciting things on the horizon. We can't wait to share them with you. But that is what we're going to use this podcast for.
So tune in every week and listen to us talk about sleep and work through some sleep problems with cases. We're going to keep everything completely confidential. So if you have a sleep case that you want us to discuss on the pod, you can email Lexi at hello@sleep-works.com.
And just for the record, I was saying dash two, but I think it's more of a hyphen. hello@sleep-works.com. We've been saying, sleep, I wonder dash. How many emails I've missed because I've said dash.
People, I feel like people think a dash is a dash.
Let's hope people are on the same page as us on that one and understand the dash.
Yeah. Sorry to anybody that has emailed me.
We'll link the email in the podcast so you can see it. You can find the email on our Instagram. which I also don't know the handle
sleep
for.
Sleep_works at sleep_works is our Instagram. Definitely give us a follow on there. Subscribe to this podcast because you don't want to miss this combo, this three-way combo.
That's right. Send it to your friends, your family, send it to your colleagues, share it with everyone you know who needs better sleep.
50 times if you want. That's cool too.
Yeah. You know what? Go to sleep to it.